It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring, boring, boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball is
baseball. Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Luke Weaver. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me. That's quite an opening statement.
It's true. I love your story. I love the season, obviously, you're having. So, you know, you look back at, you know, when you were drafted. This is one of the things that we do. We look back at how much we've changed since we've drafted. And you've changed probably a lot even in the last year. Mm-hmm. But looking back at when you were drafted, the expectations and the perspective you had on becoming a major leaguer to where you are now, how different is it?
Yeah, it's a big difference. I think this game humbles you. It has a lot of ups and downs. It has a lot of challenges. That's a lot of success that can come with that too. But I think the biggest thing is how well you can adjust. I think we see it time and time again when we make adjustments, hitters do, and then it's just a back and forth race as to who gets there first. But before and after, I guess, so to speak, it's just been a blessing. You know, I think I wouldn't change anything. Obviously, I would like to have some things different in some areas, but I think that's just what makes us who we are and what we become, and we learn a lot through those journeys. And so I'm very grateful to be where I am now, not just because of some success, but just to the situation and the growth that's come with it and just being a better person because of it.
You had mentioned adjusting, and you were talking to Peter Gammons the other day. I was eavesdropping, sorry. But you were talking about adjusting of looking at Yamamoto, and this is part of or some of the adjustments that you made heading into this year.
Yeah.
What, can you take me through some of that stuff?
Yeah, sure. So this is something that has been kind of going on for a couple years with me. It's more about being healthy. It's more about repeating and being consistent, and I think that's a narrative for a lot of pitchers in our game. Sometimes it's very noticeable with, you know, top pitchers who get hurt, guys that kind of just fall in the cracks and that we don't talk about as much. So the injuries play a big part of the game, and I think just really about, even when you're healthy too, it's about like, what are the injuries doing to you on the field when it comes to adjusting and making those, whether they're micro, macro, whatever it is, it's really just about how is it going to make me perform and can I pitch well doing it? And I think there was a rock and a hard place with me where I felt like I was making adjustments, but it was hard to get in-game reps. It's hard to pitch in a big league game and to be good, and or at least to do it consistently through 5 to 7 innings or through a month of, you know, an entire month or an entire season in general. So with all that being said, this has been a work in progress. This has been an ongoing progress, a process, and at the very end of the day, it's kind of come together. It's obviously a smaller sample size in the big picture, but this is something that mentally and physically I've been trying to achieve for a couple years now, having, you know, circling back to those injuries and finding a way to that works with me on the mound.
What are some of the things, when we talk about the offseason, like I mentioned Yamamoto, I don't know. Like I may, it's not unfair to just identify one thing, but
sure.
But is there, what are some of the things that you said, like in heading into this year,
yeah,
specifically that you were able to sort of tackle or learn?
Yeah, so you mentioned Yamamoto. So that's an easy visual for people. Obviously, that was not necessarily a huge transformation in our game, but one kind of in the pitching side that is different than most. And there's a template there, something that allowed many pitchers to kind of look at something different and a different style, so to speak, which, you know, it's unique to every pitcher. But for me, before all that was a thing, I never had any focus on trying to change who I was or what I was doing with my leg kicks. I was just trying to be the most efficient pitcher I could be, and that turned into me just working tirelessly in the gym and through mobility and through different exercises, trying to just strengthen the lower body, find ways to be more stable, and in that just kind of transformed into throwing in those certain positions. And that just happened to be like kind of pistol squats and just balancing on the leg without a leg kick, and just got really comfortable doing it. And I just noticed the ball came out more pure, it came out more consistent, accurately wise, and it just made my arm feel better.
Was there a time where, like, was there an aha moment with that?
The aha moment just came day after day. It just came after, like, with a group of throws, it just became like, well, I don't feel uncomfortable, like, arm-wise. I don't feel uncomfortable accuracy-wise, and I don't feel uncomfortable just mentally. Like, it's kind of a trifecta. And so as a pitcher, we want those three things to just be strong. And day in and day out, the recovery process was bouncing back like it never had. You know, obviously in the offseason, it's not as grueling, but
But you felt that throughout this offseason, heading into spring training, and then obviously the first,
because there's going to be moans and groans on throws, like mistiming and different things that give us a little feedback, and the feedback was just super pure all the time. And I was, those are the aha moments that were building, and I go, well, yeah, I want more of that. So I just devoted the rest of the time I had, and spring training was a little bit of work in progress because the intensity and the gaming kind of happened, and so I had to find who I was in that, and it just kind of blossomed to what it is now.
I want to go back to another thing that I like to talk to guys about is this time of year when heading into the draft. When you were drafted, it was earlier. But still, there's those weeks, those months leading into the draft where there's anxiety and there's, where am I going to go?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? You end up being a first rounder, Florida State.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on, I saw them play in person.
Yeah.
I talked to Kevin Cash. He asked how they were doing. I said, they have great uniforms.
They do.
But what do you remember about leading up to the draft?
Yeah, a lot of anxiety, a lot of, you know, nervousness, but also excitement. You know, all the many things that make a big moment in your life kind of come together. I just remember, you know, devastatingly losing our regional, the two games and being out. That happened quick, but there was a lot of excitement for me in my personal career. And just that night, just being nervous and excited, and when it happened, it just felt like, not necessarily a weight, but just the next step. It just felt like, okay, it's time to get after it and really achieve the dream and to get where I want to go. And being a Cardinal was really cool to go into, and they did a great job of letting me be myself. And that,
do you have a party?
We had a little draft party, just family and friends and such, tight knit. But yeah, just watching on TV and getting the phone call right when it happened, and just the book, you know, the story still open, but you know, obviously the beginning of it was pretty cool.
Last thing is, what advice? You know, I talked to Mickey Moniak. He's first overall pick. Royce Lewis, first overall pick.
Sir.
And with and even a first rounder, there's expectations and there's anticipation, and there's, and then all of a sudden you hit adversity probably more than you ever have in your life. What advice would you give to these kids, these young men who are going to be in the same position you were?
Yeah, I would say, man, the expectation is always it's never going to be met. You know, of yourself more than anybody. And I think the biggest part is that knowing that expectation won't be met, to just enjoy what you're doing, enjoy the process, enjoy the grind. And when you're doing those things and keeping it light, the baseball and your ability will just flourish in the way it should. And I think at the end of the day, that's all you can ask for, and the success will be what it is, but you can live with that.
Summer Olympics or Winter Olympics?
Summer.
Any reason?
It's warm. Florida guy. It just feels right. Winter just seems scary.
All right. Thank you. It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.